Okay, look, I will make a start then. Welcome everyone, this is Keith Davidson. Byron has apologised that he won't be able to make the call and has prevailed on a vice chair to chair in his place. There is an apology from Byron and an apology from Jordan Carter. And do you have any further apologies, Christina?
Gabby.
Gabby.
I have apologies from Carolina Aguera, Jing Chao, Demi Getchko, and Peter Van Roster.
Okay, and does that leave it? Are we correct?
Yes, we are correct.
Excellent. Are there any other apologies that anyone else has received? And could I also ask, there's quite a bit of background noise, so as usual, could you please mute unless you're speaking? It would be much appreciated for everyone else on the call. I think we need to note a couple of welcomes and other items as well. Thomas Rickert is joining us as the new GNSO liaison, so welcome, Thomas. I guess in the time-honoured tradition of ICANN, people with the same Christian names join at the same time, so we have Thomas Schneider as well on the GAC. We'll be able to confuse you, I have no doubt. Second note, Don Hollander has not been replaced on APTLD, so there is no APTLD representation on this call. But I think we should, as the CCNSO Council, put a note of thanks on the record for Don Hollander's contributions to the CCNSO as the liaison for APTLD over the past year, note he has moved on from APTLD. Also noting for everyone's attention that Jordan, Lisa and Matthew have all been invited to participate on the first part of this call, Lisa and Matthew are here. So we will deal with those issues first on the agenda, and then we'll move into the council-only agenda after that. So with that, the agenda has been circulated to everyone. Is everyone comfortable? Is there anyone has anything to add or change? Noting that we are going to deal with item 5 immediately after minutes and actions, and then return to the original agenda. Everyone's happy. Silence is going to be taken as assent. Thank you. Okay, minutes and actions. The minutes from the, I guess it would be the Los Angeles Council meeting, have they been circulated, approved?
Hi, Keith. No, they have not been due to my holidays and then the unavailability of Byron because of his travels. They have been delayed. So they will be out as soon as possible. And the actions have been circulated.
Okay. And are there any outstanding action items?
We have one that is in progress, and that is Action 9904. The Secretariat to, after completion of the membership review, send out a call for volunteers to the SLP working group, including their proposed requirements. This one is in progress. And then we have another one that is deferred, and that is Action 9908, the Secretariat to draft a charter for a CCNSO guideline and process review committee. Bart, I don't know if you want to comment.
No, it was part of the agenda in that sense. I want to comment, and hence the note on the agenda that it's been deferred for the next call.
Okay. Thank you, Christina and Bert. That's quite a solid.
Keith.
Yes.
Keith, Leslie. And,
sorry, Bert.
Leslie,
Okay, Leslie.
Thank you. I don't think we have the SOP on the agenda as such, but so this is probably the appropriate place to raise the question. I saw that ICANN has issued the draft of their operating plan very recently, and obviously the SOP is normally our route for making comment on that. But given that the group is in a bit of transition at the moment, I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to be dropped. And I know that Giovanni obviously isn't on this call at the moment, so as a council member, I'm happy to liaise with Giovanni to highlight that we've still got a major item of work to be done quite quickly in the SOP.
Oh, yes.
May I respond to Leslie? This is Bart.
Mm. Sure.
Thanks, Bart.
Leslie, I've been in touch already. Giovanni is very aware of this work item. And say after discussion, Giovanni first wanted to complete this call for volunteers, especially the reaffirmation of volunteers first, and that will happen shortly. And then he will reconvene and reach out to the working group. So it's not been dropped. He's aware of it.
Yeah, from experience, it can take quite a while. Well, you know this very well too, to coordinate those comments. So that's great. It's in hand.
Excellent. Good news. And thanks for being very aware of that too, Leslie. Okay, well, shall we move to item 5 on the agenda? The first item, 5.1, this is the item concerning the IANA stewardship transition process in its entirety, and item 5.1 is an update from the cross-community working group on the IANA stewardship. So that's over to Lisa.
Thank you, Keith. This is Lisa. Hi, everyone. Today we're actually having this face-to-face meeting for the CWG in Frankfurt. This is the second day. I think progress is very good. Well, the working group has formed subgroups that are relating to all the requests for proposals that the ICG send out. So the groups are delivering between our meetings. We're having a weekly call within the groups, and the subgroups are, some of them are having calls too between the weekly calls. And the RFP 1 and 2 are related to what IANA is for, what it is doing today, what policies it is working after. And the actual RFP 3 is more the actual proposal for a new stewardship, where 4 and 5 are the implication of the proposals and the transition itself. And at the moment, we're all, the group is working very hard on RFP 3, that is to find an actual proposal for the stewardship. And I must say we've done a good progress today, and I'm very optimistic that we're going to meet the target date that's been set of 1st of December to send out a first draft of proposal for the community. So all in all, I think things are going really well. Any questions?
Excellent. Any questions for Lisa? I'll start the ball rolling. The survey of CCTLDs, has that been helpful in informing the cross-community working group?
Yes, I think the survey is very helpful for the CC members in order to try and take care that everyone's concerns are taken into account in the actual proposal. We'll send the proposal out, publish it today or tomorrow, not with who answered what, but with all the comments, because you can't really see who's been writing what in the comments. So we'll send the survey out, and we will also do a small analysis of the survey. It's been doing as we speak, but I think it's been very helpful, and it will be published so everyone can see it. It will go to the CC NSO, but also the CCID World List.
Okay, thanks, Lisa, and thanks to CCTLD who responded to that survey under short notice.
I have another information that Bart whispered to me, and that is we're planning on doing a webinar on this, the CC members. And we have a date set for the 26th of November. Of doing a webinar, and we'll do it in the morning and in the evening during time in order to cover as many parts of the world as possible.
Great news. Please remember to get that advertised on the widest possible lists.
That information will actually also go out today, hopefully, on the CCTLD World List.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lisa. Any other questions for Lisa?
Keith?
Yes?
Yeah, this is just Nigel. I've just let you know I've been in for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, hi, Nigel. Welcome. Do you have a question?
No, I just wanted to make you aware that I was in the meeting.
Fair enough. Okay. If there are no other questions, any other comments, Lisa or Bart, from Frankfurt?
No, I don't have any other. But, I will end this with we'll try and do more writing on the CCTLD World List because we need to get information out for the broader community too. So that's one of our main targets too for the CC members.
Yes, please, Lisa. My constant fear is that we may end up at the very end of the IANA transition process and a group of CCTLD managers standing up saying we weren't properly consulted and we don't want this transition to happen. So I think we've got to look to do everything in our power to keep communicating to every CCTLD manager we possibly can.
I will bring this on to the other members too, and we have actually the members itself have weekly meetings too, so there are a lot of meetings.
Sure.
We try to keep track. Yeah.
Sure. Fabulous. Thank you. If there's no other questions, shall we move to item 5.2, an update from the IANA coordination group? For those of you who may not be too familiar with what that is, the group that I'm serving on, and there are four of us from the CCNSO or CCTLD community serving on that group, Martin Boyle, Mary Uduma, and Zhao Dong Li and myself. That group last met on the 29th of October, although there's been a meeting of a subgroup since then. The main issues that have arisen since Los Angeles has been ongoing evaluation of bids from potential secretariats to that group, and it must be getting very close to the point where a secretariat will be selected. I've got not a conflict of interest, but I know two of the parties who have made bids for the secretariat, so I'm not participating in the discussions at all, just to keep my role clear. So I'm not quite sure exactly where that is, but I would expect an announcement very soon. There was an FAQ published very recently on the overall process, and that's available on the IANA Transition webpage for anyone who's interested. And also there was a fairly intensive debate on the last meeting, which was immediately after Los Angeles ICANN, while we were in Los Angeles. That debate was around what happens to the proposal when the ICG have finished it. And of course it must be passed to ICANN because ICANN is the contracting party with NTIA, and then the ICANN board must pass it on to NTIA. The question arose that ICANN board could either edit the document or veto the document, and I think we have general assurance that they will do neither, and they will merely be the conduit for passing the proposal on. So quite good to have that well resolved before we get to any issues in that regard. Just noting too, I've just returned from the IETF meeting in Honolulu, and the protocol and parameter folks, the IETF and IAB and so on, are getting very close to finishing their proposal. So they have been a bit quicker than most, and will probably be finished in the not too distant future. It's quite good to see that while the NAMES community has been perhaps the slowest to start with the various working groups being established and charters established, it's great to see that we are meeting frequently and catching up. So that's it from the ICG perspective. Are there any questions? Just noting for the record that Young M. Lee has joined the call. No questions. Shall we move on to item 5.3, an update on ISTACC? This is the group that is dealing with the IANA transition and the accountability aspect. So it's a liaison between the various groups that are dealing with the IANA stewardship transition. We've had, I think, one brief call between LA and now, but have really been waiting for this point to get the cross-community working group on IANA transition fully functional, and the accountability stream on IANA transition functioning as well. So really nothing to report at this stage, but I think our next meeting is next week, and that committee should be a bit busier in terms of keeping everyone in the loop in terms of what's happening and what the risks are and so on. Any questions on 5.3? If not, can we move then back to item 3 on the agenda? That's the cross-community working group on internet governance. Sorry, I'm shuffling bits of paper everywhere here. Okay, I've got a report. Gosh, you're going to be tired of the sound of my voice by the end of tonight. I have a brief report from Jordan Carter, who apologised since it's 1:30 a.m. and has a Goodness me, I'm getting a lot of static on this one. Everybody else happy? Everybody else muted. Thank you. That seems to have improved. Okay, a very brief report from Jordan Carter on the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. The working group is still in formation in the sense that not all the support organisation co-chairs have been appointed at this stage. The community's attention is on the IANA stewardship and related accountability debates rather than on the broader internet governance arena. There's been some discussion on the Wuzhen conference in China, the plenipotentiary meeting in Busan, and the Net Mundial initiative. The co-chairs have not yet met to discuss forming a work program, but Jordan anticipates that will be happening in the next 2 weeks. Jordan's desire is to see the working group being the centre of internet governance information and discussion for the ICANN community, and crucially to bring the community and staff into closer alignment on IG issues through dialogue and conversation in that forum. And Jordan will test that idea with other participants as they build the plan. Jordan would welcome and needs views from CCNSO Council as to whether this approach is supported or not. So if you like, I can forward that commentary to the CCNSO Council list, and you can liaise with Jordan directly in due course. Are there any questions arising from that? If not, can we move on after? And so we'll move to item 4 on the agenda, the Charter Standing CCNSO Committee. And Bart, is this something you would like to address? Hello, Bart. Are you muted, Bart?
Keith, Bart just dropped.
He's just dropped. Oh dear. Okay. Either Gabby or Christina, do you have? Is there anything to discuss here? I think the chart has been through a couple of iterations. Hi, Bart. We're on to item 4, the adoption of the charter for the charter, the Standing CCNSO Committee. Is there anything you want to address before we look at the resolution?
No, the only thing is, as required, it was sent to the members on the cross-community working group itself. I had some feedback that was included, so you have, as Jordan already noted in his email, you have the version in front of you which is supported by the members of the cross-community working group itself.
Okay. So any discussion before we, or shall we read the resolution into the record first and then invite discussion? The draft resolution is: the CCNSO Council adopts the charter of the CCNSO Coordination Committee on Internet Governance, CCIG. The CCNSO Secretariat is requested to inform the CCNSO appointed members of the CWG Internet Governance accordingly. The CCNSO Council appoints Jordan Carter.nz as chair of the CCIG. Is there a mover for the resolution? Nobody wishes to move it?
Katrina?
Katrina moved. Is there a seconder?
I second, Becky.
Thank you, Becky. Any discussion? I suppose I should declare a conflict of interest since Jordan's my boss these days. But I don't think that should preclude me being able to chair through the discussion. If there's no further discussion, is there anyone who wishes to vote against the motion? Please speak. Is there anyone abstaining? In that case, I'll declare the resolution carried. And then there is the call for volunteers. All CCNSO members of the CWGIG are ex officio members. In addition, members of CCIG are sought from the community. So the draft resolution here is the Secretariat is requested to send out a call for volunteers for membership of the CCIG with the intention that the Council will appoint the members at its next meeting on 11 December 2014. Is there someone who would wish to move that?
There's Becky on with that.
Thank you, Becky. Is there a seconder?
Katrina, a second.
Thank you, Katrina. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, would anyone vote against the motion? Is anyone abstaining? If not, I'll declare the motion carried unanimously. That would then take us on to item 6 on the agenda. Does that sound right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, item 6, the accountability process. Do you want to run us through this at all, Bart?
Well, maybe I just wanted to reaffirm that you were on the call, so please go ahead, Mathieu.
So thank you, Keith and Bob. So the accountability track is the second track after the ANR stewardship tracks we've heard updates on earlier. Just some context, it was introduced when I can realize that the transition we applied was raising concerns about its own accountability in a wider form than only through the ANR function. And we've already been through two rounds of public comment where the CCNSO expressed concerns about the earlier forms of the process. And these comments, which were actually CCNSO Council comments, were taken on board quite largely in the latest versions in Los Angeles. And the drafting team started right at the end of the Los Angeles meeting and started drafting the charter for the upcoming cross-community working group. The CCNSO Council representatives were Becky, Dina, and I. Becky and I were not present at the very beginning of the work, but we joined later and felt very much welcome, and cooperation was extremely good. I'd like to express my appreciation to Bart's work in supporting this group. We benefited from outstanding support from the ICANN staff, and stress that the cooperation with my fellow co-chair, Thomas Rickard, who is on the call as the CCNSO member as well, was extremely useful and constructive, and it was actually a pleasure to co-chair this group. Going to the content of the charter, this is a charter for basically the goal is to set the stage, and the drafting team has been very careful to not restrict the scope or prescribe any specific options. So there is a lot of flexibility in this charter. It is intended so that the cross-community working group can have as much flexibility as possible to address whatever accountability issues it feels appropriate to address. The main things that are stressed in the charter and that I want to highlight are actually three things. One is the definition of the goal of the cross-community working group, and it is made quite clear that the goal is to enhance accountability to a level which makes the transition acceptable. And this is exactly consistent with the previous CCNSO comments regarding the accountability track. The second point is there is the charter provides a definition of accountability. This is meant to help the group avoid further discussions about what exactly are we tasked to address. And the definition that is provided is the definition from the Net Mundial Emergency Stakeholder Statement. So this was the second point. And the third point is, of course, when we say the goal is to enhance accountability, the next question is, okay, accountability to whom? And the Charter stresses that all stakeholders, ICANN has to be accountable to all stakeholders, either people who are directly affected by its decisions or people who affect ICANN's decisions, and the same for indirect effects. So we took a broad option on the answer to this question at this stage. Another key point that is still quite flexible was it was realized early on that not all accountability enhancements could be implemented by the deadline of the IMS stewardship transition. And therefore, there is a mention of workstream 1 versus workstream 2 with definitions that are still quite flexible about what is in workstream 1 or workstream 2. Workstream 1 is meant to focus on mechanisms enhancing ICANN accountability that must be in place or committed to within the time frame of the INS stewardship transition. And Workstream 2 is more open. It can focus on addressing accountability topics for which a timeline for developing solutions and full implementation may extend beyond the INS stewardship transition. And the drafting team has been very careful not to prescribe any topic to go into either one or two, and remain flexible on topics that could be on both sides as well. So this is more an indicative kind of structure that leaves things quite open for the working group. The rest of the charter is very much inspired by the cross-community working group existing charters, especially the name, the CWT, the ICT, and ICT. We have tried to stay in the norm of cross-community working groups. A couple of updates that may be of interest to the council. The draft charter has been adopted with very broad, I think, full consensus within the drafting team group, which consisted in members from the CCNSO, the GNSO, ANAC, GAC, ASO. I think I'm not forgetting anyone. And currently the GNSO has adopted the charter. ALAC has also adopted the charter. The feedback from the GAC and ASO seems overall very positive at this stage. So hopefully it may be endorsed as well. And the SAC has indicated that due to resource constraints, it would not endorse the charter, but there was no challenge of the charter, just a mention that it would be following from afar. And so the motion that would be proposed would be to adopt the charter. And I would recommend to launch a call for volunteers as early as possible right after that, so that the actual work of the cross-community working group can start without too much delay. That's all for my introduction. I don't know if Thomas, my fellow co-chair, wants to add something.
Thanks, Mathieu, for the opportunity. Sorry, but I think you did well. I have nothing to add at this stage.
Okay, are there any questions for Mathieu or Thomas? No. Shall we move to the resolutions? Draft resolution
the CCNSO Council adopts the charter for the Cross-Community Working Group Accountability. The chair of the CCNSO is requested to inform the chairs of the other SOs and ACs. The CCNSO appointed members of the drafting team, Becky Burr, Matthew Wheel, and their alternate, Dina Beer, are thanked for their hard work. Would someone like to move that?
Yes, Leslie, I'll move that.
Thank you, Leslie. Is there a seconder? Is there a seconder for the motion?
Keith, sorry, I'm not sure. Did you actually mention Svetlana Tkachenko as well? She was added a little bit later. She's on the version online that we have on, in the room. I'm not sure you said that, her name.
I didn't.
So, there are actually three people, Dina, Sana, and Svetlana.
Okay. Thank you for the... we'll take that as a friendly amendment. We have Leslie moving. I still am awaiting a seconder for the motion.
This is Becky. I'll second it.
Thank you, Becky. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I'll put the motion. Is there anyone who wishes to vote against? Are there any abstentions? In which case I'll declare the motion carried unanimously. We'll move on to the motion, the resolution for the call for volunteers. The draft resolution is the Secretariat is requested to send out the approved call for self-nominations as soon as possible on the relevant email lists, including the CCTLD world at ICANN.org list, and announce it on the CCNSO website. The regional CCTLD organisations are kindly requested to send out the call for proposals on their lists as well. The names of the nominees shall be published on the CCNSO website upon receiving the nomination. Is there a mover for the motion?
So moved, Becky.
Thank you, Becky. Is there a seconder?
Katrina seconded.
Thank you, Katrina. Is there any discussion? I see Leslie has her hand raised. Leslie.
Thanks, Keith. I think this is the right one. I'm getting confused with lots of papers today. I think the date on the summary for the deadline for volunteers is wrong. And also, it looks an incredibly short deadline for people to put themselves forward. I think it's the 28th it ends.
I don't see a date.
So there's a date in the summary that's wrong because it refers to a September date, but later on it refers to the 28th of November, which I think is the correct date. But again, that's just
I'm sorry.
Away from now.
It is. I've noticed it's very. It's a very short deadline, but in order to reach the 11th of December, I did some backward calculation. Otherwise, you end up, assuming the council adopts the selection process, you end up with, it will be very difficult to have people selected by the 11th of December.
I thought that might be the case, but I just highlight it. It's a difficulty. And as you might expect, I do have a comment on the selection process too.
Okay.
Yes.
Coming up in a moment. Okay. With that clarified, is there any further discussion on the motion? If not, it's been moved and seconded. It was seconded by Katrina for the record. And with no further discussion, would anyone vote against this motion? Are there any abstentions? If not, I'll declare the motion carried unanimously. We'll now move on to 6.3B. The draft resolution states, if more than five people have nominated for membership, the CCNSO Council shall select the member for the members for the CCWG accountability in accordance with the selection process as discussed and adopted, and base the selection on the criteria listed in the call for nominations and take into account the diversity of the CCTLD community. Those nominees who will not be selected are encouraged to participate as observers. Is there someone who would like to move that?
Katrina.
Becky, I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Katrina and Becky, again, as mover and seconder. Is there any discussion, Leslie? I wonder if I can beat Leslie to put her hand up and say, Leslie.
Thank you. As predicted, I think we ran into some difficulty with the selection process as discussed and adopted previously. And I'm not aware that, unless I have missed it, that we have a revised process that we have discussed and adopted. I thought we had agreed in Los Angeles that we would revisit that at some stage. I'd appreciate an update.
Katrina, I think, has a response to that. So, Katrina.
Yes, and I completely agree with Leslie. We really ran into difficulties. First of all, I think that if we decide on a process, we should not alter it on the way while we're carrying out the selection. So it must be strictly fixed in the beginning and just carried out through the whole process. That's one thing. Another thing is that one of the difficulties we have...
Oops. We've lost you, Katrina.
Hello.
Yes.
You're back.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, good. At which point did you lose me?
One of the difficulties.
Okay. One of the difficulties was that we got several candidates with the same number of votes. We have to really address this issue, and one of the ways would be that if we have more candidates as we have seats, more than five, for example, we carry out the voting, and then if we have several candidates with the same number of votes, we run an additional round of votes only on those candidates who have the same number of votes. That's one of the ways
that
to carry this. Any other ideas?
Sorry. That is indeed one way of doing it. I'm just saying I don't think we have an agreed process yet.
That's what I'm talking about. We should revisit the process, and whatever process we come up with, we must stick to it. And I would propose that probably Bart and I will just revisit the previous process, fine-tune it and send it to the list, because, we have some time until the voting, so while people are submitting their nominations, we must fine-tune the process.
Okay, yes, I think this is being dealt with under urgency, but we need some refinement to the process in the short term and some much greater refinement for the long term as well.
Yeah.
With that, though... Oh, sorry, was that Bart?
That's me. So I've sent you, say, based on say, the previous round, I've sent you a kind of draft or a process to move forward under this, and maybe that's a good starting point. So one of the proposals in that one is, in case we end up with, the same number of votes, there will be a second round. And secondly, say, it includes some dates when councillors need to provide a list of their preferred candidates. And in this case, in order to avoid the same number of votes, it includes something like adding a weight to the preferred. So councillors should list their preferred candidates in order of priority, and based on that priority, you add weights. But that's probably getting too complicated. But at least you have a first round, second round, and that's the criteria for selection are clearly subjective. But because every councillor makes their own assessment, at the end of the day, I think you have a very broad, supported set of candidates, because you can't make it more objective than it is due to the selection criteria themselves.
No, we definitely need clearer selection criteria, because I think that was another difficulty last time when some councillors did not clearly understood what the criteria are. But another thing is that I don't think that adding weight is a good solution, because we have very low number of councillors, and if we add weight, so we can have we can end up with candidates got votes from several candidates very high on the list.
Katrina, I understand.
Yeah.
So I'm not proposing, say, the only thing is what I suggest is, because this is there, it's building on previous experience, say the one with the C on the ICG and the one with the CWG. And as you rightly notice, say, even if it's a rudimentary process, you should not divide or deviate from it. And this one to be refined, but I think combined with the idea that say that by 11th of December the selection has to be completed. I think if you and I could refine it over the next day or so, by
it
Friday or
so,
Saturday.
So you send
it
to me,
and we
try to fine tune it and then send to the list. With all the criteria.
Send it back, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Sorry, Leslie, I accidentally disapproved of your hand being up.
It's the first time for everything. No worries, Keith. I was just amazed at the point, which I think in effect Bart covered, that we've got the deadline of the 28th of November for people to volunteer by. I'm sure it's quite possible we'll have more than five people volunteering. Therefore, we need to find a way of making a final selection for our council meeting of the 11th of December. And as that conversation just illustrated, I think we do need a good conversation about this process in order to ensure that the whole of the council buy into it and its effects. I think the situation we ran into last time was unfortunate, and I'm very keen for us to avoid that. So the deadlines are really tight.
Sure. I also would like us to avoid having that level of consternation arise for council again too. So I think Katrina and Bart have a clear message from us, and so we look forward perhaps to that clarification happening iteratively before our next call.
Keith, may I suggest that, when Katrina and I are done, that Katrina sends it to the council list for email approval. So it's with a deadline of approval by the 29th of November. Because based on this selection process, we take the next steps.
Okay.
And at the same time, it's very clear that it needs to be revisited in the overall revisit of, say, selection of candidates to working groups, cross-community working groups, and others. So that's definitely on the list for review of the guidelines.
Okay. Okay, with that, is there any further discussion? Leslie, are you comfortable that we have a process in front of us that will satisfy our collective needs?
Not yet, but I look forward to being comforted.
Good, good. Okay, if there's no further discussion, then I'll put the motion. Is anyone voting against the motion? Is anyone abstaining? In which case I'll declare the resolution carried unanimously. Thank you. And I think at this point, noting that we're just coming up to the top of the hour, but that ends the piece of the or the section on our agenda for Lisa and Matthew. But thank you both very much for your excellent efforts and your reports. And Lisa, good luck with the afternoon session in Frankfurt this afternoon. So with that, we can now, having recused or excused Matthew and Lisa, we can move on to item 7 on the agenda. This is the Charter Update Guidelines Committee. This is being deferred to the next meeting, correct, Bart?
Excuse me. Yes, this goes back to say what I said on or what we said around the action item. I apologise. I didn't have the time to prepare a draft in consultation with Katrina, and that's I was a bit overwhelmed by the stewardship working group and the rest. So that will be up for the next council call.
Okay. Thank you for that. Item 8, the appointment program working group. The appointments to the program working group. The CCNSO program working group has asked for additional volunteers, 3 volunteers. As listed, and I really would hate to get my Kiwi accent and Kiwi tongue around 2 of those 3 names, so they're there in front of us all, and the resolution is that the CCNSO Council appoints Dina, Sana and Svetlana from Israel, Finland and UA. As members of
Ukraine,
as the members of the CCNSO meeting program working group. That's the resolution. Would someone move?
Vika moved it on Adobe Connect.
Oh, thank you, Vika. A seconder?
Habibu
seconds. Any discussion? Is anyone voting against the motion? Anyone abstaining? If not, I'll declare the motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Council updates. The chair update. I think Byron was going to try and get something through to the list, but I don't recall seeing it, so I assume that may occur. Vice chair updates. Katrina?
Nothing in particular.
Okay. From me, I've been very busy since LA, 2 weeks at the ITU plenipotentiary meeting in Busan, a week of ISOC board meeting following the IETF, attending a number of the ICG and CWG IANA stewardship and FOI activities. So plenty of non-ICANN as well as ICANN activities for me. 9.3 is councillor updates. Any councillor updates? No. Okay. Well, this is good. We're saving time. Any regional organisation updates, recognising we have Don absent.
Barak and Dobby.
Victor has his hand raised, so Victor first.
Yeah. I'm going to talk on behalf of Carolina from LACTLD, that she couldn't assist today. We had a legal worship and general assembly in Aruba the first week of November with participation of 17 registries and 32 participants. Some space or time was dedicated for discussion regarding the YANA stewardship transition with participation of people from ALAC, ICANN, and LACTLD, especially from Caribbean. It is also worth to note that invitation to the workshop was extended to Caribbean registries that are not members of LACTLD, explaining them that the YANA issue was going to be discussed and how relevant was their preparation for the discussion, so that we have a wider explanation of this issue. That's what we have to inform from LACTLD.
Thank you, Victor. And just noting, Vika has given an update from the councillor's updates that he's attending the CWG IANA working group meeting in Frankfurt. Thanks, Vika. Barak.
Thank you. FTLD just concluded a successful capacity building program in Maseru. And during the meeting, we also gave an opportunity to participate in the IANA transition discussion or debate. Thank you.
Thank you. Very short report. Any other regional updates? No. Okay, thank you. Staff updates, Bart? Anything from you?
No, not from my end.
Gabby?
Yes, I've been asked to update you on two things. Firstly, just to let you know that we're going to start to do a website update, probably starting early next year, and when we do that, we will put together some kind of community group who will help us to review what we should do on the website. So if you're interested in helping us with that, please let me know. The second thing is just to give you an update that we have been looking into whether we could open a CCNSO bank account. And the reason for that would be that we have two big issues. One issue is when we're doing the cocktails. We sometimes have real problems in actually transferring the money because for some reason the local host can't do that, etc. The second reason being that every time we have we gather money for a gift for a departing counselor or community member, the secretariat has been taking that on them, but actually it's every time we lose money because it's always someone who does not contribute in the end. So we thought it would be quite convenient to have a kind of account, bank account. So we've been looking into this, but unfortunately it seems to be really complicated. There's no way we can do that in the U.S. through ICANN. There are some other options, but none of them to be accountable enough. So we just really wanted to flag that there is an issue, and next time we're going to do some kind of, you know, got money for gifts or whatever, we would actually hope that perhaps the councillor would take that on them. In any case, we're not really happy about the situation, and with the cocktails, well, we don't really know how to deal with that. We're just hoping that we'll be lucky in the future as well. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. Your first call was for volunteers who might help with the website design, so I'm sure there'll be a long line of people very keen to help you with that. In terms of the special bank account, I think let's keep that as an agenda item going forwards, and perhaps have a small group discussion if we haven't got any resolution along the way, a small group discussion during Singapore, ICANN. And let's not lose sight of it. Dottie has her hand raised. So, Dottie.
Yes, the CCTLD used to have a bank account because everyone paid $100 at the door to go to an ICANN meeting for the CCNSO and paid for lots of things. So maybe we could look back in history and see how they handled it.
It's a good thought. I think it was just a bunch of individuals who set up the account, but let's have a look back at that.
They had a staff. It was the council orchestrated the bank account. It wasn't just a bunch of individuals. It was a definite organization.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, Dottie. Katrina?
Yes, maybe one of the regional organizations could take care of a bank account.
Okay, yes. Oh, well, okay, let's hold this item on the agenda and keep discussing. Okay, thank you. And Christina, anything from you for staff updates?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Shall we move on to item 10 on the agenda, 10.1, the CCWG2 or squared update, and Becky.
Sorry, I was talking on mute. We are moving along. We have a set of principles. This is a very lively discussion because there are so many cross-community working groups going on as we speak, but we should have a set of principles to be circulating for comments.
Oh. Good. Please, if there are any questions, please raise your hand as these reports come up. And I just note for the record, Leslie has noted in the chat that she's had to leave for another meeting. The CCWG on country names, is there a progress report for that?
Keith, this is Bart. I will send the council an email on behalf of the chairs and co-chairs. Since LA, the working group hasn't met, but as you may recall, you said there was a email vote on a proposed statement, and in that context, there has been ongoing discussions among the co-chairs, of which I will inform you.
Okay, thank you. 10.3, SECIR update. There is none. Any other update? Oops. No other updates. Shall we move on to the liaisons? We've had written updates from the GNSO and At-Large Advisory Council. Ron is on the call, but Patrick isn't. Is there any discussion on the GNSO liaison report? Any questions? The At-Large report. Ron,
hello Keith, this is Ron, can you hear me?
Quite a bit of static.
Yes, if you can't hear me, I will understand. There is a lot of static on this line. I'm just reporting that I've been in contact with Maureen, and we would both like to know that we can be in touch with the program committee in order to perhaps get more time for the ALAC CCNSO joint meeting in Singapore, because whilst it was a successful meeting last time, it was very short and a number of people couldn't get there because of conflicts. Do we have access to that committee in any way?
Ron, you can contact me, but I just wanted to flag that the program was actually just dealing with the two meeting days, so it's Tuesday and Wednesday, so the meetings around that we don't deal with.
I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty with the connection, so I didn't hear what was said there. But if you understood what I said, perhaps we can work offline.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Ron? If not, shall we move on to item 12, the date of the next meetings. 11th of December is our scheduled next meeting. There's been a circulated list of dates for next year. Goodness me, there's some interesting static on tonight's call. Just in terms of the timing of the meetings next year, I think we could potentially approve these as interim dates and times, but it might be something that we should discuss perhaps in Singapore when we meet next. My fear is that while we have such a large amount of additional work and additional people on our calls, that the timing of these calls always being at 1200 UTC isn't always that appropriate. And I see that New Zealand and West Coast of the United States suffer in particular with this timing. So perhaps as an interim measure, we might give some consideration to rotating the times and easing the burden a little bit, but if I'll do no more than flag that at this stage and invite discussion in Singapore on that. Dottie has her hand raised, so Dottie.
Well, I raised it before you said no discussion, but please do not change the time. It is the one reason that this meeting gets as many people as it does. And you will note that when we had the FOIG with all these rotating times, and that there were so many times when there wasn't a quorum and nobody showed up. This meeting has been held at this time forever, and it works. That's my sense, okay?
Well, yes, I take your point, but it's while for me it's either been at midnight or 1 a.m. For this call, it's not too bad because I don't have a regular day job in terms of timing, but for other people who do have a day job, 1 o'clock in the morning meetings is perhaps not so considerate. So I think let's just note it for discussion, and I'll leave it at that, and probably more appropriate that Byron is in the chair when we discuss that. Okay, so we have the calendar. Is there any other business? If not, last chance, everybody. Nothing else to discuss. In that case, do we need a motion to adjourn? Would someone like to move? No, I'll move that we adjourn. Is there a seconder?
Second.
I didn't catch the name.
I think there were two of us, but this is Becky.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Becky. All those in favour, say aye, and good night, or goodbye, or good morning, or good afternoon.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Goodbye. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
See you next month.
Bye.
Bye.